From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting at least one person was killed in a grenade attack at a rally for the new Ethiopian prime minister. Addressing the nation on TV shortly after the blast, the prime minister said the attack was, in his words, an attempt by forces who do not want to see Ethiopia united. Dr. Menayem Yebekti said medical professionals already at the rally helped the wounded.
We had an emergency bed reserved, and everybody was on standby, including all the doctors, and they came from their home, actually. Some of them were also in the demonstration, and they came immediately, accompanying the patients.
Eritrea, which has long been at loggerheads with Ethiopia over a border dispute, and the prime minister is trying to resolve, condemned the incident, as did the European Union and the United States. Zimbabwe's president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, survived an explosion at a rally in Bulawayo, 42 people wounded. The president said an explosion at the stadium where he was addressing a political rally was a cowardly act and would not prevent the country from holding free and peaceful elections next month. Mnangagwa came to power last November by ousting President Robert Mugabe. Five members of the U.S. Congress allowed into a Florida shelter housing immigrant children. Elsewhere, thousands of children separated from their families who are immigrants are being housed in shelters across the country. On Thursday, President Trump changed the family separation policy, telling federal agencies to not separate immigrant families after they illegally crossed into the country from Mexico. Many people, including lawmakers, have publicly expressed their displeasure with the Trump zero-tolerance policy regarding separating children. This is VOA News. An Iraqi airstrike in eastern Syria has claimed the lives of 45 members of the Islamic State. Among those killed were the militant group's deputy war minister, one of its media emirs, the leader of the personal carrier, and a police chief. Iraq had launched several aerial attacks against IS in Syria since last year. A report by the United Nations is now accusing the government of Venezuela of allowing security forces to carry out heinous crimes. Lisa Schlein reporting from the UN in Geneva.
The depth and breadth of the human rights violations cited in the report indicate the continued existence of a policy to repress dissent to preserve the governing power. The report documents what it calls credible, shocking accounts of extrajudicial killings during so-called crime-fighting operations carried out since July 2015. UN human rights spokeswoman Ravina Shamdasani says between July 2015 and March 2017, security forces killed more than 500 people during such operations. The report finds Venezuelan authorities have failed to promptly and effectively investigate these and other killings, as well as the excessive use of force and the killings of protesters by security forces. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
At least five people, including one child, a one-year-old, have been killed in clashes between government forces and opponents of President Daniel Ortega in Nicaragua, Central African country, American country that is, has been rocked by violence since April as protesters maintain roadblocks in demanding President Ortega's ouster have been met by harsh crackdowns. The extremist Pakistani Taliban has formally confirmed the death of its chief in last week's American drone strike in eastern Afghanistan and announced an appointment of a successor. The slain militant leader Mullah Fazlullah and his four key commanders were traveling in a vehicle in the Afghan border province of Kunar. The U.S. High Court has set a new standard for privacy in tracking cell phones. Here's AP's Warren Levinson.
The High Court ruled 5-4 that police generally need a warrant to get cell phone information that tracks a criminal suspect's whereabouts. In the case at issue, the government used cell phone tower information to help convict a suspect in a string of robberies. Police didn't get a warrant to find that information, and lower courts held that cell phone tower records were legally no different from phone company records of what calls were made from a phone. But the Supreme Court found they are different in an opinion written by Chief Justice John Roberts, giving a victory to advocates of privacy in the digital age. I'm Warren Levinson.
Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.